This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Bandit.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Little Bandit.
Procyon Latry, which, Gary, this is just a fucking raccoon.
It's one of the a raccoon who is already very good with his hands was better.
Really good with his hands.
He gets, like, give him a little human paws, make him significantly bigger. Like, this thing is as big as, like, 1.5 torsos.
Right.
But if other than that, like, it is pretty much just a raccoon.
Right. He's a raccoon. Raccoons already have, you know, strikingly human faces. Okay. I mean, like raccoons, that they've got, like, binocular vision. They look like little dudes, you know? And the guide, again, goes to great lengths to say, even though people say there's a spark of intelligence, you know, behind them, or there are rumors of them being language users, they're actually just little trash pests.
Yeah. And even, you know, again, that kind of authorial tone comes through. Don't get me wrong, I'm no animal rights activist, but you know, I've been thinking, you know, and then he goes on to say, like, hey, these things are smart and they have opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that they keep going through, is whether thumbs equal intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Is the argument here. The things do seem very smart. They understand, like, bodies of water act as kind of a larder,
mm-hmm.
because it attracts ducks for them to I guess, like, strangle with their bare hands,
yeah.
like wrap their thumbs around their long stringy duck necks and just wait until, like, that windpipe go crack, crack, you know?
Geese get a lot of credit for their necks, but, like, ducks are still, you know, 30% neck.
Yeah. And geese, I mean, I'm imagining them doing, you know, that thing with, like, a baseball bat where you grab a series of it, like, you and another person, cartoons would always do it. You'd like grab the bottom of the baseball bat, and then somebody would grab it, like, slightly above that.
Oh yeah. Like, it's a way of drawing lots. Yeah.
Yeah. Kinda. I you know, it's a weird, dumb thing that only Looney Tunes did, but, like, I imagine a couple of these bandits doing that with a goose's neck.
Oh yeah.
To see who gets to strangle the goose and eat its sweet, you know, smoky goose flesh.
Yep. Who gets to suck all of its fluid out like it's a big Capri Sun?
Yeah, just, like, jam its, rip off its neck and then jam its neck into its torso, as redundant as that may be, to use for straw purposes.
Yeah, no big deal.
These guys have a unique power. This is our first unique power in the book, because mm-hmm. they have normal things that, you know, enhance senses. Fine, it's an animal. Low light vision. Fine, it's an animal. But they have an innate understanding of locking mechanisms.
Yep.
It's very specific.
So I like that as an idea of just, like, bringing out the tenacity. Like, oh, if they want to get into something. It's like the raccoons in the great outdoors. You know, lips and assholes, right?
Yeah. I love those guys.
Yeah.
It's very similar to that. And they do, like, the things they talk about, these guys running around, breaking into this guy's car, which is very cute. Like, you know, and like, this is awesome for, like, adventure hook things. These are never going to be a major antagonist. Like, that you're going to arrive at the fortress of the bandit,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the end of, like, 17 sessions, and then finally take him down. But the idea of, like, doing a getaway on a shadow run and having one of these things in your car fucking around, like, that's how you give your team a mascot, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, that is, next time I run Shadowrun, that's 1000% happening.
Oh, yeah. Just like
one of these dudes hanging out, he's messing with the tape deck. It's got a tape deck. Okay. but it's messing with the tape deck. And then it's like, you get this bandit that's on your team that you use to pick locks and shit for you.
Uh-huh.
It's a familiar.
Yeah. I also like in the chart of the you know, difficulty checks, like, it goes up to, like, oh, car door locks and window latches and stuff, but then combination locks, if I have a number, it says forget it.
Yeah, forget it. You're not gonna do it, little guy.
You're not gonna teach him numbers.
Who is it telling to forget? Yeah. You're telling us to forget this? why is this written from the perspective of the raccoon and to a raccoon? They really are intelligent, man.
Yeah. Have I told you about, so, you know, my deck, I've got squirrel problems, right? Because of my bird feeders.
Yes.
I keep a trash can with a lid out there for, you know, for sweep-ins, right? You know, you just go out there and you sweep up excess bird seed or leaves or whatever, keep the deck clean.
I do know it's sweeping, yeah.
Yeah, sweeping. So the squirrels started getting into it by lifting off the lid. I saw them working together to do it. Mm-hmm. I then bought some bungee cords to hold the lid on top of it. And then I saw them get around that too. Like, actually, like, working to pull at it and, like, bite through it and fray it. And I don't know what's next.
They're also intelligent.
Yeah.
I think that what we're going to come away from this, We're going to come out of this season as raging animal rights activists,
yeah,
who are convinced every animal is sentient and intelligent.
Yep.
Thumbs or no. And then we're going to get a benign human centipede-esque lab where we just sew thumbs onto these animals.
Oh, so, yeah. Like, so that way,
imagine a regular squirrel with its tiny little paws, and then there's a human thumb coming out of its palm.
Hey, Gary, where are we getting the thumbs? Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.